ho, ho, ho. Hello, wanderers. Sorry about that. I had some cheer in my throat. Hello, wanderers. A happy holiday to you for those who celebrate the holiday which this release happens to fall upon. If you don't follow us on Twitter, you may have missed the fact that we finally became a real podcast recently, in that we lost about 3 weeks' worth of episodes. So we're going to be taking a bit of time off between, let's just say, now and probably about a week or two into the new year, while we rebuild that buffer and continue to plan and refine this new weird muck with the format season we've been kind of making up on the fly. But fret not, wanderers, we will not leave your stocking unstuffed. Here we have a few bloopers, outtakes, extras from various episodes. Yes, we do have standards, mostly in terms of episode length, so these were cut mostly for time rather than content, except for all the Sega talk that Eddie and I did. Anyway, I hope you enjoy all this stuff. Our regular Season 3 programming will resume in the new year. I'll try and throw up a new adventure between now and then, too, just to help fill in the gaps. Enjoy!
Perfect. Okay, now do you want to hear all about my new thing?
Oh, yeah, we got to set this
up. As long as you're recording.
All right. So, okay.
We create the running
I needed to get, some new deodorant. And I've been wanting to, try men's deodorant because, I mean, it's perfectly fine. And I want, a more neutral scent.
Yeah. Don't pay
and
the pink tax.
And stuff. Yeah, exactly. Pink tax. Fuck that. And yeah, sometimes I just want to smell like a cute boy. It's nice.
As you are the eponymous skater boy.
Yes, I am the skater boy who said, see you later, boy. Anyway, so I just meandered over to the deodorant section in Target, the men's deodorant section. And I was looking at Old Spice because Old Spice is pretty good and those commercials are nice. And they work on me. Anyway, I started, there's this, I guess, wild collection.
Oh, yeah. That's good stuff.
And there's one called Dragon Blast.
Dragon Blast.
That's a new one. Dragon Blast.
I had to get it. It actually smells really good, and I love it. Go, smell it. It's really nice.
It's like bear something, and then
there's
fox.
Bear glove.
Yeah. Bear glove, and then there's like fox something.
And Kraken Guard. Wolf.
Wolf.
Something.
Yeah.
I've
used either of those, but then I went back to the neutral.
It smells like
spice
a candle.
It smells so nice. I love it.
Did it even tell
it's
you?
It's like chocolate,
what?
Vanilla, and
it
sandalwood.
Smells like a dragon.
Yeah, but yeah,
it smells
it's
like
a dragon. I didn't realize it totally works on me. This targeted advertising of trying to market towards manly men who want mythical creatures and weird shit on their deodorants, and it worked. And anyway, that was my story.
That's your Megan Minute.
Yeah.
Old Spice, give us money.
Listen, Old Spice, you've got your shit on lock. I have felt great. I've smelled amazing all day.
I'm glad you didn't go through an Axe body spray, period.
Uh-huh.
Because
No, I'm 30. I need to. I can't.
That might have ended the podcast.
I can't start my journey with that. I might be dressing like a teenage boy often, but I'm not one.
Yeah.
my delicate nostrils don't want to be burned out.
Yeah.
But the having a backup flamethrower is always kind of nice.
At the opposite end, since we're gunning for sponsorships, I personally find the Old Spice deodorants don't age as well on the body. They get a little weird towards the end of the day. That's why I use Secret Paris Rose.
Ooh.
It has a long-lasting scent that is both floral and sweet for my gross male pities.
Well, hot damn. I think we're getting out there to the Unilever Corporation. Come on, dog. I haven't heard you y'all on podcasts before. Come on. Mm-hmm. Be pioneers with Pot of Wonder.
Pot of Wonder, Megan. One theme of Pot of Wonder. Megan Wonder.
I'm glad we recorded.
That's our opening. Did you see? He was murdered. That's just the law of the sea, baby.
That's how sea law rolls.
Yeah.
Sea law do what sea law do. Sometimes you just wash up on the shore murdered.
Mm-hmm.
You just gotta say, you know, the body looks the right way. It's just a case of sea law.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Go to the sea police. Who do you think enforces the sea law?
Who polices the sea policeman? Oh, you know what? Just realized we can't do this article. There's a ship in it.
Mm.
German factory ship.
Loopholes.
No. Under the sea. Dun, 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 dun.
Under the sea. If we keep going, Disney gonna sue us over the sea.
Under the sea!
But hey, upside, we might get famous over the lawsuit. That might be a way to generate some more appeal user. So let's go for it. Let's some copyright. I dare them.
We
that's free publicity.
And get and
I can't really carry a tune, so I doubt it'll. Their copyright sensors.
Yeah,
I feel
like this is parody.
Yeah,
trust me.
You are not being serious.
It's either parody or insult.
Yeah. Utilize the editing to distort it a little bit, just like make it
under the sea.
Under the sea.
Just dub it over with the
Pot
with
of
the,
Wonder. Make it weird. 2019.
Dub it over with the Ray Romano voice. Under the sea.
No, I'm not gonna do it again. No, we're leaving that. We are leaving that in the last season. I will die on that hill, and I will make you all die with me.
Ursula.
No. I tolerated it the last season.
I don't want her, Jabra.
This doesn't even sound like Ray Romano.
That's a good out point.
Yeah. My dad's a frankenfish.
You know, have you guys ever seen a picture of a parrotfish?
Mm. Yes.
That's what that if they had a voice actor to do a parrotfish, Obi Ray Romano.
Well, I know a character's coming up soon. Just a bunch of parrotfish.
Yeah.
For our 10th episode hot seat, it's the parrotfish again. God damn it.
That's 9 in a row.
Oh my god, I didn't realize, like, after Sonic was successful, like, all the Japanese staff were forced to relocate to California.
Uh-huh.
Holy shit.
Oh my god.
Alright, you're working for Honkies now. Have at it. Thanks for your hard work.
Yeah.
Oh god.
The system is not popular in Japan, so you're all moving over here.
Alright, now we're doing a game and Michael Jackson's doing the music. No one's gonna find that out for 20 years. Actually, a thing that happened.
Yeah,
Michael Jackson wrote the music for Sonic 2.
Huh.
That's like a weird internet rabbit hole to get down.
Yeah.
Hmm. I'm going to have a lot of fun with this this episode, considering I've like never played any Sonic games whatsoever.
Oh, me neither.
Nice. Perfect. I'm so
and
excited.
I got really, I am not good at platformers.
No, me neither.
Yeah,
it
so
stresses
I
me out really intensely, and it pisses me off.
Couldn't get far.
I also didn't get like access to gaming consoles until like adulthood.
I had a Sega, like everyone, we were like a Sega family, like everyone had Nintendo, uh-huh. So we're like, hey, you
yeah,
get a Genesis.
Same.
And then I didn't get a new system for a while, which I'm grateful for, so I missed out on the N64 and the PlayStation. We got a
Dreamcast. Yeah. That was a great 16 months.
Yeah. God damn it,
Sonic
Adventure.
The video game I ever played was original Nintendo Disney World or Disneyland game. Mm-hmm. And then the next console we got after that original Nintendo that wasn't just like a PC where only my stepdad played like Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six, was like, I think it might have been like Xbox, and it was when I was in high school and I had like DDR, and that was it.
DDR, yes.
DDR people's papers.
I had rip-off DDR mats.
Oh yeah, me too.
Yeah.
It was a rip-off.
Yeah.
I still remember those. So I was like,
butterfly.
Yes. Oh my! Oh.
Right.
I thought I'd gotten rid of that various drink. Oh goddamn.
Yeah, Meg was also a Sega kid, and that was like an early and sometimes still happened like bonding moments. Like, hey, did you ever play this like random Sega game that no one else I knew played?
Yes,
I did.
Danny, how do you feel about Power Stone?
The second one's better.
I never played. See, someone else knows it.
Yeah. It's good.
That is the one video game I will ever say I'm good at. Everything else, I just mash buttons, but Power Stone, I'm fucking beat.
It's a shame I didn't have human friends to play it with.
Yeah.
I will kick the computer's ass.
Yeah. I beat Vongus so many times. Oh, getting so niche with it.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Okay. Cool.
So. Yeah, group outing to see Sonic.
Yeah.
And,
sure,
John,
yeah.
Can we talk about
I'm
later?
Very excited to just have very little context mm-hmm. for the entire thing.
I think that'll make for an interesting perspective.
The lack of human teeth will be disappointing.
As soon as it comes out the DVD, someone's gonna like re-edit it back to the bad Sonic for the whole movie.
As soon as it comes to
DVD, someone is going to.
I was looking forward to seeing The Nightmare.
Yeah, same.
I was too a little bit, but honestly.
Now I'm like, it looks like I wanted it to now.
I know.
It looks so hard.
Like,
it looks
I'm glad a company like listened to a fan base. But I kind of wanted to see The Nightmare.
I wish I could have hate watched it.
Yeah,
and I think they did so much in that second trailer to say no, it's not just what you feared it would be. Jim Carrey actually gets to be Robotnik.
Yeah,
for a lot of it.
I'm like kind of excited for Jim Carrey's Robotnik. Oh, actually, yeah.
It's Jim Carrey being '90s Jim Carrey.
Uh-huh.
If Ace Ventura captured the animals and enslaved them instead of trying to save them,
yeah.
Now it's in my head. Dr. Robotnik is AU Ace Ventura. Mm-hmm.
What am I doing in this rhino's ass?
I'm trying to pilot it to steal the Chaos Emeralds.
From Tiara Bupowski.
Jesus, it was. Oh, we've uncovered something.
Yeah. Do you mind if I have some more tea?
Yeah.
Thanks. Okay. Ready to pound into this?
Yeah.
Ready to spin dash into this episode?
Hop on a Fireball TV and just blaze right through it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand any of these references.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Hop on a robot, watch a squirrel come out.
This is going to be like a half silent, like,
yeah.
Because me and Dino will not respond to the things we don't understand.
You've alienated a portion of your fan base.
We have alienated our simultaneous fan base / hosts.
Yeah.
Damn it, are you podcasting for the lulz again?
What is a dank meme? Do it for the Vine? Vine hasn't been around for like a year and a half.
Oh god, I'm texting that like person that I'm seeing that I invited to the Friendsgiving or whatever. And that is gonna hang out for D&D sometime soon. I was like telling them about the mermaid, maritime murder, mermaid, uh-huh. murder. I don't believe they listened to the podcast, which is completely fine.
Good,
great. I'm like, when I initially told them about it, I'm like, just never listen to season one if you ever listen to this. You don't have to, it's fine. But I'm like, we got the new genre and it's a murder mystery. And my article's the C. I'm really arguing hard for the C. And I'm like, I think I'm gonna get the C. I did it. Now it's a maritime mermaid murder mystery. And now I just texted them like, we're figuring out the victim now. We're basing it on Sonic the Hedgehog.
Uh-huh.
Like, if there's ever something that really captures the tone of this podcast, it's these first two episodes of this season. Murder mystery, a really complex, like, argumentative episode about the sea as a setting that winds up with, like, diverse merfolk and a land connection. And then, like, second episode, the victim is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Our intro music is...
Opening.
Damn it. Our intro theme is Opening by Kumiko. Our closing theme is, fuck, I already forgot it.
Epic cinematic. by Scott Holmes.
Our closing theme is something epic. Our closing theme is Epic Cinematic by Scott Holmes.
Okay. Our opening theme is Intro by Kumiku. Wait.
Opening.
Okay. Wait. All right. Our intro theme.
Intro theme is.
Our opening
intro
theme is.
Our opening is opening.
Wait. Okay. Pause. Shh. Our intro theme is Opening by Kumiku. All right, what's the name of the exit?
Epic Cinematic.
Epic Cinematic.
Scott Holmes.
Scott Holmes, okay. Our closing theme is Epic Cinematic by Scott Holmes. The last chat that I had with just you, you just sent the recap of Brandon at the
Thanksgiving. Oh, yeah.
Brandon, how do I use a bong? Brandon, 30 minutes later, how do I numerically rank my emotional connection to this card?
Yeah.
I love Brandon so much. He is a gem.
We were playing Dixit and
he was very confused and I felt so bad.
So shit-faced.
And he was like, I get it now, like three times.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't get it.
No, you don't. No,
it's
he
okay.
It's okay. He was like the worst combination of not sober that you could be for that game. And like for the first time playing it, and I don't even blame him, especially for
a first time player.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So bad.
It was like, no, I meant this card, but my emotional connection to it is a 4.
Like, I'm ranking them. Yeah. No,
stop. No pressure, stop.
This has been Pot of Wonder. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Pot of Wonder.
I'm Danny. You can find me on Twitter at DannyPlaysRPGs. And you can find the games I make at DannyMakesRPGs.itch.io.
I'm Megan. You can find me on Instagram at ILivedInBooks. And you can find me on Twitter at OwlBurning.
And I'm Eddie. You can find me on Instagram at MonstersByEd and find the games I make at StrangeButTrueGames.
Our intro theme is Opening by Kumiko. Our closing theme is Epic Cinematic by Scott Holmes.